WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen continues testimony today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Monday, jurors heard Cohen detail his role in facilitating payments to women who claimed they had had affairs with Trump. ABC's Aaron Katursky says he also laid out his role in the aftermath of the tape in which Trump bragged about grabbing women.
Cohen testified Trump told him to spin it, and the spin that he wanted to put on it was that this is locker room talk, something that Melania had recommended. Seated at the defense table, Trump appeared to make a face when he heard that, one of his few reactions to Cohen's testimony. For much of it, Trump shut his eyes in seeming disinterest.
Today, President Biden will announce increased tariffs on Chinese-made products, including electric vehicles. Those tariffs will quadruple. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine, pledging more U.S. support. And there could be severe weather today in the Florida Panhandle and later on in central and northern Florida. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two lacrosse men were rescued Saturday night from the water near the docks at a bar restaurant in Chautauqua. According to a news release from the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the Barron County 911 Center received calls about two people in the water. A 58-year-old man from La Crosse was immediately located and pulled from the water with the help of people at the scene. He was treated at the scene and released. Crews located the second subject, a 63-year-old man, also from La Crosse, and pulled him from the water. Life-saving measures were given. He was flown to the hospital and is in critical condition. Baraboo residents will be returning to the UW to see the 4th of July holidays evening fireworks. UW-Platteville, Baraboo, Sauk County is hosting the event along with Baraboo Fireworks Incorporated. The Baraboo Sauk County Campus Commission approved the campus festivities on April 18th. The city and the Baraboo School District agreed to launch the fireworks in a large field north of Baraboo High School and west of Jack Young Middle Schools. Barabooms is being hosted away from the Sauk County Fairgrounds for the first time since it began 6 years ago. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. Hey, we're still on the air. If you were listening yesterday, you know that, yeah, we didn't make it this far yesterday. No, nope, we don't like it when technology doesn't work, right? Sometimes it happens, though, and I think Howard Jones has got the right idea. Things can only get better right now on Max FM.
We're not scared to lose it all. Security from through the wall.
99.7 Max FM.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Barkley, there is crazy. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 13 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
Nervously, he approaches the mic. With bated anticipation, he wonders, will everything work this morning?
We're hoping so, because Dave Grant's at his regular job already, and Corey Hartman's in Racine, so we're fingers crossed and toes crossed this morning.
Oh, boy.
Because it'll just be me with a phone all day long if something goes
and
wrong.
We've done that already. We did that yesterday.
Nobody needs that again. Nobody needs that in their day. But it is funny, because all morning long, I was like, oh, gosh, this is about the point where things started getting wonky. And then we passed that moment, and I was like, okay, we're still on. We're doing okay here today. So you take what you get, and
so
I guess you're happy about it.
So knock on Formica, we're doing okay. Yeah,
that's right, because things are still running out here as far as we know. Hopefully, though, we don't have any more conundrums, not at least until we get the new radio system up and going. I don't know exactly what Corey did yesterday to make our system called Enco work, because if you were listening, you know that it just crashed and died really, really hard. I don't know what he did when he went to the station, but he won't really say. He's like, it's running. That's all he'll tell me. So I don't think I want to know the Frank and Enco that he built over in the corner just to make things happen.
He totally MacGyvered it. Totally.
He did. He did. Sometimes you got to do those things, though, right? That's why those IT
paper clips.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's why those IT people are always so amazing. Now, you know what the best part about it all is, right? So get off the air yesterday. Things are running. You know, we're just kind of monitoring all day, because that's that's what you do in a case mm-hmm. like that. I'm sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden, my lights all flash. Everything goes off, everything comes on, everything goes off, and nothing comes back on. 2.5 hours, we were without electricity out here at Goose Poop Pond.
Seriously?
Seriously. So, yeah, I got nothing. I just said to Corey, I was like, if there wasn't a chance for some rain and I had my park pass, I would just pack up everybody and we'd head to Devil's Lake for the day, because this is just ridiculous. It was just one of those days, like 2.5 hours without electricity. I thought the kid was going to go insane, though. Like, for the first 20 minutes, he was fine. He's like, oh, I like quiet. I like being in the dark, uh-huh. the sounds of nature. And then about 40 minutes in, he's like, when is the electricity coming back on? And I was like, dude, I got nothing. I am not in control. My favorite part about the whole thing is you call over to your electric company, right? Ours happens to be Alliant out here, which I think a lot of people in the area probably have Alliant. Perfectly fine. They've usually been very quick, and we've never had any trouble with them. And I know the girl on the other end of the phone was just doing her job, because I actually did get somebody, believe it or not, when I called about an outage. She says to me, did you check your breakers? Really? Really? Like, I didn't think about that. And I know it's a standard question. It wasn't her fault. And I understand that there's a procedure, because a lot of people would not think to check breakers. I understand that. And I wasn't annoyed at her in any kind of way, but I was just like, what a stupid question for them to have to ask right out of the bat. Yeah. But I get it. There's a lot of really odd people out there who probably wouldn't think to check their breakers. So I understand that as well. But I was like, yeah, no, I did all that. And then I said, we do this out here periodically. We're pretty rural out here, so it kind of goes off and on. I said, it never usually stays off quite this long, but I said, we have our issues out here with power, to which, you could hear her typing and making notes. So I don't know if that mm-hmm. means anything gets upgraded. Probably not, but, at least she took my concerns, or, was typing back to her other phone representatives going, oh, this lady's on the phone complaining right now. That could be exactly what was happening. But we finally got power yesterday afternoon. So that was neat.
Somehow you struggled through, though. So
it's kind of
in
like
the interim,
dark times.
What did you do while there was no power? Did you
honestly
do anything?
I just grabbed a book and started reading, because I couldn't be
what
in the kitchen. I couldn't cook. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to open the refrigerator 92 times. Aspie had already walked. This happened right after we got home from a walk, so I wasn't about to take her out for another one, because we went on about a 2-mile walk yesterday, so she was sound asleep already.
Well, and that air quality yesterday was not great.
It was not great. No. So I just said to Dexter, I said, well, you can read on your phone. You can try to watch something on your phone, because I said nothing is working. I mean, it wasn't even like you were going to use laptops until the battery died. But it's not like we had Wi-Fi without any mm-hmm. power out here. So we were just kind of stuck. But no, we made the best of it. It was fine. We couldn't even do school, though, yesterday, because all of his school is online. Right. So he couldn't even like crack open a computer and be like, oh, I'm going to get caught up here. That wasn't even an option yesterday. He's like, well, I could do it on my phone, but it's going to be really tiny. And he's like, that's going to be annoying. So I was like, well, then I guess you're just going to wait. So finally the electricity came back. It was like the heavens opened up and we were able to, the dark times out here at Goose Poop Pond, literally and figuratively, were over. But I was getting kind of concerned, because he had a doctor's appointment, a chiropractor appointment. I needed to shower. And I was like, I don't have any hot water. I don't really want to take a cold shower. Yeah. That's not really my thing. So I was glad that the power came on when it did, because I was really literally about probably 10 minutes away from calling and being like, oh, we're going to have to totally reschedule this, because there's no way we're making it in. And he's got to do whatever teenagers do in the bathroom, and there was no water to do those things. Yeah. So plus our well pump wasn't exactly working. That runs on electricity. So
yesterday just wasn't the day, was it?
No, it really wasn't. It was the Mondayest of Mondays ever is truly what it was yesterday. My goodness. But we made it through. And I was even able to go out to Walmart. It was my official, you are not a meth maker day off the list. So I was able to get my medicine for my allergies. So I was very, very excited about that. I was officially not banned anymore in the great state of Wisconsin.
You truly are a brave soul. You had a Monday like that, and then you ventured into Walmart. Wow.
I couldn't breathe. Like, I was at the point where I was about ready to cry, because because my head hurt so badly and I couldn't breathe. And I just really wanted to feel normal again. So I was willing to do whatever I had to. But
so then by the end of the day, did you just take a deep sigh and say,
oh, that's pretty much every day. That's pretty much every day. That's pretty much how we do every day out here. But last night, you know, because I thought Dexter was going to go to Taekwondo last night. And then about 3:30, he's like, Mom, I just don't really feel like it tonight. He's like, I didn't sleep well last night. And he's like, I would rather go in when I'm not crabby and able to concentrate, because if the kid doesn't sleep, his concentration levels are really, really bad. And so he's like, can we wait till tomorrow? And so I had dinner all made. Like, I had done all my chores before the power went out. So really, I had literally nothing to do when we got home yesterday.
And
I was okay
thumbs.
With that. I sat down, I watched some Criminal Minds, found out that the new episodes of Criminal Minds that they stream over on, is it Paramount, I believe now, that comes out on June 4th. So I don't have to wait very much longer for a new season of that. Cool. Then I went back into Girls on a Bus, which is that mini series that they have over on HBO or Max, I guess, as it's called now. I'm never going to get over that. It's just always going to be HBO.
I don't.
Me.
It should
always.
Just be HBO. That's. I mean, it's like a legacy, right?
It's HBO. Ingrained in the brain, and now it's just Max, which doesn't make any sense at all to me. It's always Stupid. Going to be HBO. It's like, you know, when they changed the name of Brewer Stadium, AmFam Field. You know, I mean, we're never gonna get over it. It's always a heritage thing.
Well, if they changed the name of Netflix, that would be absolutely stupid.
Wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't make any sense, and so. I will always forever be the old lady who calls it HBO. So just
okay.
In case you're wondering.
I get it.
So did that last night, and then it was time to go to bed. So that was pretty much the extent of my very exciting day.
Okay.
How about you? Anything fun and exciting in your world? Because, boy, it's got to be a lot better than what we did yesterday. Well, that's for sure.
I don't know, you know. the teenager is helping me learn my lines for Romeo and Juliet.
Nice,
so, and you know, I mean, the script makes my brain just explode.
Yes.
But we started out and there were, I don't know, two or three lines that I was struggling with.
Sure.
And he got a little frustrated. He's like, Dad. I just told you what these lines are. He has one of those photographic memories. He's like
sure.
his mother. He can look at a few lines and he's got it down just like that. I'm not that way. I never have been that way. But eventually he settled into it. And I mean, it actually is winding up being kind of a really cool bonding experience for the two of us. Because, you know, usually I don't really go to anybody else to help with memorizing lines.
You have a process.
I got my process and I do it that way. But this one, whew, boy, you know, so he's helping me with that. And then, you know, usual dog walk stuff yesterday. And of course, the air quality, blah, 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 blah. Not great. It seemed to get a little bit better later on in the day. And then I wound up wrapping up the day by watching this old movie on Max.
Okay.
And Herb Tarlick was in it.
Cincinnati.
So here's the thing. This was probably Frank Bonner, Herb Tarlick. Okay.
Yep.
This was probably maybe 7 or 8 years before WKRP in Cincinnati.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever had one of those times where you know an actor from something, you know, like a TV series or a movie or something.
But you can't place where you know them from.
You know, and then you see them in a movie or a TV series before they became popular.
Right.
And you can't wrap your brain around it. You're just like, "Whoa, who is this person?" I mean, he was so different because if anybody remembers WKRP in Cincinnati, Herb Tarlick was the salesperson for the station, and he was kind of a classic salesperson.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Oily palms, that kind of thing. And so that just kind of blew my mind. I mean, it wasn't a great movie. It was a low budget kind of thing, but just seeing Herb Tarlick in it just threw me off. So
I'm always glad at moments like this in this day and age when with streaming, you can stop it and see who the cast is, because then you can look up that person and then you can go to the Googles and figure it out, because, you know, like some of the other work that they've done, because you're right, that is super annoying. And you're like, who is this person? Why do I know who this is? What else have I seen this person in? Or you know that you've seen them somewhere and there's like four or five different options that you might have, but you can't figure out exactly which one it really, really, truly was. And that kind of stuff drives me absolutely bonkers to the point where I cannot enjoy. It sounds ridiculous, but my brain remembers so many things. So when I can't remember that
you
kind
have
of stuff,
to place it. Yeah.
It drives me bonkers to the point where Corey will be like, just stop the movie and figure it out. Would you please?
Because
I'm, because I'm driving him insane too, going, I know who this person is. Where have I seen this person? And he's not going to remember. Let's be honest. I mean, my husband's memory is not that long. So he's definitely not going to remember. So he knows that it's just easier to stop things and let me figure it out, because I will be satisfied and pacified all at the same time.
Yeah. And the thing is I recognize the voice right away.
Right.
And I eventually did place that, oh yeah, it's Herb Tarlick from WKRB in Cincinnati. But at the same time, it was just a little...
I guess I didn't realize he did a lot of stuff other than WKRP, because you didn't really see him in a lot of stuff after that show ended either.
I think most of that cast was the same way. I mean, when we first started watching the TV show, we didn't really even Lonnie Anderson.
Didn't do a lot. She married Burt Reynolds, and that was pretty much it. I mean, I guess she didn't have to do much after that. But you know, I'm looking at the cast right now, and I guess Howard Hessman went on to do Head of the Class, so he kind of stayed out there. And then we saw Tim Reed. He did a few things after that as well. Wasn't he on Sister Sister with the Maori twins?
I think so.
He was the dad on that one. But
I was talking about more before WKRP in Cincinnati.
But then they just didn't do a lot. I mean, a lot of them just kind of were on that show, and that was pretty much it. You know, you had Gordon Jump. He did a few things on and off. Obviously, he was Arthur Carlson, the general manager at that point. But didn't you find WKRP in Cincinnati? I know it was supposed to be a sitcom, but you and I have been doing radio for a long time. They had it nailed. They had it absolutely nailed as far as the people who worked in on that radio station. Absolutely nailed. Now, I don't know if it's the same now in some organizations, but you have every single one of those characters. So if you love that show and you watch it, just know that those people do exist in real life. They do absolutely exist in real life. That is for sure.
It was such a great show, wasn't it?
Good.
I mean, I loved that show.
Now I feel like I have to go back and watch episodes of WKRP in Cincinnati. Maybe that'll be what I do tonight while Dexter's in Taekwondo. I always have to keep myself occupied for about an hour and a half. Sometimes, you know, you can only do so much grocery shopping and errand running before you're like, I've got everything I need. Now I'm just going to sit back and relax. And that's kind of what this week is when he's at class.
Yeah.
Now, we have to take a look at our forecast right now, Finn, because it's a little hazy this morning. I can see the sun trying to come through these clouds. Some of this might be some of that haze, though, from the wildfires as well, because partly cloudy today, 70 for our high, mostly clear down to 42 tonight. Then tomorrow, we're going to see some more sunshine with a high near 73. We do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. Right now, it is 52.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. turn to the experts.
Hey, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi. Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at MaxFMBigDeals.com and start saving.
Maximum music. Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
Demolition woman, can I be your man? Hey, hey,
Pour Some Sugar on Me. There is Def Leppard. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:34 right now, Finn. And remember, our morning show today is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, where you can bank better together. So make sure you stop by and see our good friends over there. And we want to talk a little bit about Memorial Day here because, you know, it's coming up quickly. A lot of people get ready for their big travel plans. Maybe a little pre-summer getaway as school starts to close out for another year and all of that good stuff. And if you're planning some sort of road trip this Memorial Day weekend, you should know that everyone is planning a road trip for this Memorial Day weekend. In fact, AAA says that this Memorial Day weekend, 43.8 million of us are expected to travel at least 50 miles. That's up 4% from last year, and it's close to the all-time record of 44 million, which was set back in May of 2005. 3.5 million people are expected to fly this year. That's up 5% from last year. And AAA says that this Memorial Day will be the busiest at airports since 2005. Now, if you happen to be driving this year, they also release the best times to hit the road. I love it when they do this because it really does help you out a little bit. Naturally, the busiest times are when you also want to be on the road. On Thursday and Friday, the best times to travel by car are before 11 a.m., while the times to avoid are between noon and 6 p.m., which totally checks out. Traffic should be lighter on Saturday, but Sunday and Monday, well, that's also expected to be a little crazy. Again, the worst times are midday between 3 and 7 p.m. Well, yeah, because that's when everybody needs to get home, right? The best times are before 1 p.m. on Sunday and after 7 p.m. on Monday. And I guess that would work out if you don't have to travel too far. I mean, you know, if you've got to be up for work on Tuesday, that's going to suck a little bit. But yeah. I get it. If you're not going too far, you could probably make it home after 7 p.m. AAA says drivers can expect similar gas prices as last year, when the national average was about $3.57 a gallon. Prices were up a little earlier this spring, but they've been pretty steady in the last few weeks. So there you go. Everything you need to know about traveling. Now, Corey and I were just having this conversation the other day. I said, what are we doing for Memorial Day? And he was like, wait, that's coming?
Yeah, 10 days away, basically.
Yeah, it's not far. It's not far, you know, because things are taking him by surprise. He's been a little busy building all of these studios. And so there's a lot of things that are, you know, he's just catching up on. Like the fact that I had to remind him last night that the Big Top shows over at Circus World literally open in 3 days. They open on the 17th, which is later this week. So you don't have very much longer to wait before you can blast off to space at Circus World. And then I was like, and remember, the parade is on June 8th. He's like, we've got like a month. I said, no, you have 3 weeks. 3 weeks until the circus parade.
And that time's going to fly by.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Especially when I look at his calendar of where he's going to be over those next 3 weeks. I said, do one of those stops include, you know, like a trip to Baraboo to like make sure Enco doesn't die on us again? And he's like, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. And I'm like, easy for you to say when you're not around.
By the way, road construction season, of course. Yes. If you're heading out for Memorial Day, Wisconsin.gov, that's where you need to go. That'll help you out with the various places where road construction is currently underway. So that helps out when you're traveling. You take a different route or do what you need to do. But
absolutely. Well, you know, and we just rattled off a bunch of things that are going to be happening here in Baraboo in just the next few weeks. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg for this summer season. As long as we're talking about road construction, have you tried to get down 8th Avenue? Yeah, it's not pretty, and you're probably going to get blocked off a whole lot. So excited for when that road is done, because it is going to be awesome. And I know it's kind of a pain. I know there's a lot of people who are inconvenienced by it right now, but just think of the fact that that is going to be a real passable road when it's all done. And remember, you can go to Highway Construction Project over on Facebook, HWY33, and kind of see where they're at in the process, what roads you're able to use in any given time. They update that frequently. Best place to go for really up-to-date information on what's going on with that that project and how you can navigate your way through Baraboo. Lots of signs. That's what we're going to need during this busy time of year. Lots and lots of signs. It's the only way we're going to make it through. And it also, you know, kind of helps the people coming into town. Because as we know, there's going to be people migrating from far and wide during Circus Parade Week. And, of course, then we've got Sauk County Fair just a few weeks after that. So, I mean, we're going to need to be able to get around. So lots and lots of signs. People have some patience with those folks coming in from out of town who maybe aren't as, you know, versed at
savvy in
that's
the,
right, that's right.
The detours as
that's
we are.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and there are some days I'll be like, oh, this road's open. And then I'll get down there. I'll be like, nope, this one's completely closed today. I did not check my Facebook page.
But when it's done, it'll be so nice.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. And I know there's a lot of businesses struggling right now. People are having a hard time getting around, but it is going to be awesome. So let's try to keep the end project in mind because, you know, sometimes you got to go through a little pain and awfulness to get to that end project. And that's essentially what I feel like we're doing. But it is going to be really, really awesome when it's done. So much better. So much easier to get around. As well, and you won't lose a whole tire any given day, so it'll be good. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to stay partly cloudy today. Temperatures over the next couple of days going to hover right around that 70 degree mark. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Very busy past weekend of events, starting things off on Friday for baseball. It was Baraboo falling to Edgewood at home, 16-2 the final there. Reedsburg, a 3-0 win over Portage. The doubleheader for Sauk Prairie as they were hosting Stoughton for it. The Vikings get the 10-2 win in Game 1, but Sauk Prairie comes back for a 5-0 win in Game 2. Then an extremely busy day on Saturday for baseball, a doubleheader for the T-Birds. It was Somerset getting a 12-11 win in Game 1, and then an 8-7 win for the T-Birds in Game 2. Those both at Mary Roundtree Evans Field. Reedsburg had a doubleheader as well, as they're able to take down Sparta 11-1 in Game 1 and 6-0 in Game 2. Sauk Prairie played a pair of games at the Adams Friendship Tournament. New Richmond got the win in Game 1, 11-4 over the Eagles, but then Sauk Prairie bounces back with a 12-1 win over the hosts, Adams Friendship. And that was all for baseball. Softball on Friday night, T-Birds take down Edgewood 3-0 at Goodman Softball Complex. Mount Horeb, a 5-2 win over Portage. Reedsburg tops McFarland 7-2, and Stoughton with a 2-1 win against Sauk Prairie. Saturday, Baraboo was taking part in the Lemira Quad. They were able to get a win over Waukesha South in the first game, 20-11 the final there. And then they fell to the host 10-0 in Game 2. Reedsburg was at Logan for a pair of games, 10-9. Logan gets the win in Game 1, but then Reedsburg bounces back for the 1-0 win in that second contest. Portage at Wisconsin Dells for a pair of games. Lake Mills, 6-2 winners over the Warriors in Game 1, and then Portage just crushes Black River Falls 27-0 in Game 2 for that event. Soccer back on Friday. It was Portage Point Net 4-3 win over La Crosse Logan. Monona Grove 2-0 win against Mount Horeb. And Verona gets a win over Edgewood 4-1. Then on Saturday, Sugar River beats Baraboo 3-0. Mount Horeb an 8-0 win over Janesville Parker. Massive day of events today. It's going to be boys golf with an invitational at Wild Rock Wilderness Golf Course in Wisconsin Dells. Baraboo along with Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, River Valley, and a number of other area schools participating in that event. It gets started right away this morning. All the conference teams will be at Stoughton High School for the Badger Small Conference Meet. That gets started at 4 o'clock today. Baseball for the Thunderbirds will be at Stoughton at 5. It's the tennis team for the T-Birds hosting Wanakee at 5:15. And then soccer in action tonight on the road against Mount Horeb. For Reedsburg, in addition to that track meet, you've also got baseball going to be hosting McFarland at 5. Soccer is going to welcome Stoughton at 5 o'clock as well. And the softball team also home against Portage. That's going to be a 5 o'clock start time for it. Sauk Prairie Boys Tennis will welcome Madison Country Day. That's going to be at 4:15. Lacrosse will host Wanakee out at Stadium Field at 5. Softball is also going to be welcoming Dodgeville to Sauk Prairie. Plus baseball will travel to Edgewood. And soccer is going to host the Crusaders at 7 o'clock. Finally, for Portage tonight, Mount Horeb is going to be in town to take on the Warriors for senior night at 5. Softball at Reedsburg, as mentioned, and then the girls' soccer team is going to be hosting McFarland at Poinette High School at 6. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 Max FM.
7:46 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning. The Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number is 355-9970. Rick Astley, Together Forever on Max FM.
Change it. Can't you hear me? I'm saying I want you for the rest of my life.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:49 right now. And Finn, it is time to do a little celebrating today with this birthday list. And we have some really good names on here and a whole lot of really great music to pull from this morning looking at this list. I'm very excited about it. Now, before we jump into the celebrity side of things, though, let's remind you that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. Should we just get started? Because this is good stuff. Miranda Cosgrove, who plays Margot in the Despicable Me movies. She was one of Jack Black's students way back in the day in the School of Rock. And of course, she was the star of iCarly. She is celebrating her 31st birthday. Little Miranda Cosgrove is 31 years old, people. That's everything you need to know about how old the rest of us are getting. My goodness.
It doesn't seem like School of Rock is that old, but it's actually been around for a while.
She wasn't very old in that one. She was only probably like early middle school age at that point. Rob Gronkowski, spent nine seasons with the New England Patriots, then he spent a couple of years as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, always playing with Tom Brady, though. He's celebrating his 35th birthday. Now he's just an analyst, and he's not bad at it. I wasn't sure how that was going to go with Gronk, but he's done an okay job. Mark Zuckerberg is celebrating a birthday today. Yeah, started Facebook out of his dorm room in 2004. Today, his net worth is $164 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, the dude who never blinks, celebrating his 40th birthday today. Yay, Mark Zuckerberg. Did we really get that excited about that stuff? The only thing that would feel like, maybe the end of time's coming is if Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg celebrated on the same day
something. Yeah, that would be... That would be catastrophic. Yeah.
That would not be good. Somebody had a really odd sense of humor. I mean, just the fact that we celebrate these guys once a year anyway, but Mark Zuckerberg, maybe you can go wreck social media some more. I don't know what you do when you're Mark Zuckerberg and have $164 billion on your birthday. He's the type of guy that, what do you actually get him, right? Like, how do you celebrate his birthday and what do you actually get a guy like Mark Zuckerberg? Maybe like surgery so he can blink his eyes and not look like he's a robot. I mean, like, that's the first thing I would do.
Thankfully, you and I are not in his microcosm. Right? We're not in his circle of friends. So,
Does he have a circle of friends? Like, I don't see Mark Zuckerberg being the kind of guy who just hangs out with other people.
His
circle
of friends is actually Facebook because he knows us all, right?
Yeah, he has his ways, that's for sure. Amber Tamblyn is celebrating a birthday. She is 41 years old today. She played Charlie's long lost daughter on 2 and a Half Men. That's when the show was starting to get really wonky and Charlie Sheen had already basically like been cut from the cast, and all of a sudden they brought in a daughter and it was very, very strange.
I must have bailed by that time.
I think a lot of people did.
Things started to get really wonky with Charlie Sheen, it was a funny show.
It was a great show, but then the kid, who had played Jake on the show, he wasn't comfortable anymore with the storylines because he became like found like this whole weird religion that he still practices. Good for him, but he wasn't comfortable with the storylines anymore, so he kind of bailed on the show. Charlie Sheen was no longer on the show, and and I love John Cryer, but let's face it, Ducky needed a cast. This got weird. You also know Amber Tamblyn from Joan of Arcadia, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and House. She's actually married to David Cross from Arrested Development, if you didn't know that. Singer Shanice is celebrating her 51st birthday. She had a big hit in 1991, and that was pretty much it. I Love Your Smile, but we might try to pull that one out this morning. I told you there's a lot of good music to pull from.
Sure.
Kate Blanchett is celebrating a birthday today as well. She is the Australian actress in Thor of Ragnarok. She's also the elf queen in the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movie. She is 55 years old. I inadvertently skipped over this one and it wasn't purposeful, but Sofia Coppola is celebrating a birthday today as well. She is 53 years old. She's directed Lost in Translation and The Virgin Suicide. She's Francis Ford Coppola's daughter and Nicolas Cage's cousin. That's kind of an odd family. That might be right up there with the Zuckerberg clan as far as weirdness. Talented, but they're a little out there, right? Like they truly are, but they're very, very talented. Danny Wood of New Kids on the Block. We might try to pull out some new kids this morning. He is 55 years old. We also have Fabrice Morvan, who is the surviving member of Milli Vanilli. Some of their big lip sync hits, Blame It on the Rain, Girl, You Know It's True. He is 58 years old. And of course, we will pull out some Milli Vanilli this morning. I mean, like, the list just keeps getting better, Finn, as far as music this morning. I don't even know how we're going to get all this in. Mike Inez, who played bass for Ozzy Osbourne, Alice in Chains, Slash's Snake Pit, and Black Label Society, and the most hardcore group of all, Heart. Yeah, when you're a talented guy, you can play anywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
He played bass for Ann and Nancy Wilson in 2003 and 2004. He is celebrating his 58th birthday. Rafael Sadiq, 1/3 of Tony is 58 years old, and I think we have some of them stored way back in our library as well. CC DeVille is celebrating, of course, Poison guitarist. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. He gets a little shout out in one of the Poison songs. Too. They actually call him out by name so he can do that big guitar solo. Talk Dirty to Me, Something to Believe In, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, Nothing But a Good Time, Unskinny Bop, Your Mama Don't Dance, some of their big hits and some of the songs you can hear his guitar skills on. He's 62. Ian Astbury from The Cult is celebrating today as well. He is 62 years old. Firewoman, She Sells Sanctuary, that's almost like a tongue twister for me this morning. Yeah. Love Removal Machine and Sweet Soul Sister. Ian was also the blasphemous 21st century version of The Doors that was until Ray passed away in 2003. I don't know why they ever, 2013, I should say. I don't know why they ever tried to remake The Doors. That
He made sense as far as being the front man for, but yeah, I mean, why even
try? You can't
try?
Duplicate The Doors. Yeah. Jim Morrison, hello, that's all you need to know. Tim Roth from Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Planet of the Apes, The Incredible Hulk, and The Hateful Eight. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday. Tom Cochran is celebrating a birthday as well. He is 71 years old. His big hit, of course, is Life is a Highway. Maybe one of the better Canadian singers that we've gotten from our friends up north. David Byrne from Talking Heads is 72 years old today. Burning Down the House, Road to Nowhere, And She Was, Wild Wildlife, Psycho Killer, Once in a Lifetime, some of their big hits. I mean, I don't even know how we're going to pull all this music this morning.
Have And She Was or Once in a Lifetime?
I'd have to do some digging on that one. I can't remember off the top of my head what we have for Talking Heads, but we'll try to find something here this morning. Robert Zemeckis is also celebrating a birthday today. He's 72 years old. He is the famed director behind Forrest Gump, the Back to the Future trilogy, Romancing the Stone, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Castaway, The Polar Express, Welcome to Marwen, and of course, I don't know why I'd put this on his resume, but the live-action Pinocchio.
Okay.
All right. You know, all those things started really, really positive. And then you get to the end and you're like, oh, well, he should have stopped while he was ahead because there were some weird ones on there, too. But in the 80s, he was like the dude. Like, he was the directing dude. He truly was. Most movies were a Zemeckis movie and he was brilliant. And then finally, we wrap up with a big hitter on this one. George Lucas, Star Wars and Indiana Jones legend, even if you never saw him on the screen. He is celebrating his 80th birthday today. George
that
Lucas,
was
80 years old.
An insane list.
Isn't that crazy?
There were so many celebrities on that
big
list.
Big ones, too. Like,
yeah,
really big
hitters.
Names.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll pull some music here this morning in the next hour. That's pretty much all you're going to hear because, well, you heard that list. We have a lot to go off of this morning. Yeah. So we'll find some good stuff, I promise. Taking a look at the forecast right now. That one's my grocery list. Nobody needs that this morning. partly cloudy with a high near... I have so many pieces of paper. Sometimes everything gets, like, all scattered together. And then I have to find it on the fly. Partly cloudy today with a high right around 70. Mostly clear tonight down to 42. And then lots of sun and 73 tomorrow. We do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. Right now, it is 50. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday, 5 p.m. until close, where the buffets and drink are only $12.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your MaxFM community calendar. The Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market is back every Wednesday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be on the square of Oak Street selling their items. The best way to stay up to date on all of the offerings is by going to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like, and they'll post out the night before who'll be in attendance for the next day's market. Again, that's every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30 from now until October. Reedsburg and Stock Prairie will both be having their official community-wide garage sales this weekend.